Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hasse. Batting seventh. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Storm Davis. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Javier hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco strikes out. There goes Javier. The throw from Allenson to second, and Javier is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Upshaw hits a pop-up beyond short. Weiss can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Franco moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tabler is hit by the pitch. Franco moves to third. Upshaw moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco tags and scores. Upshaw tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. One out. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McGuire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hasse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Allenson. The throw from Hassie and he is out, Weiss applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baylor strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Weiss hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. 1 out. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell misplays the ball. That's an error on Bell. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The ball gets by Allenson for a passed ball. Javier moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Canseco. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Bell applying the tag. 2 outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Parker reaches second base with a double. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Hall scores. Jacoby moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor strikes out. 2 outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbard takes first base on ball 4. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Upshaw reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tabler strikes out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field. Javier picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Javier. Upshaw scores. Carter moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Javier strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Allenson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Allenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allenson moves to third. Greg Kittaret now pitching. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Upshaw is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Upshaw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Upshaw. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Candiotti. Hassey moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hassey scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hubbard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Dave Henderson pinch hits for Walt Weiss. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Baylor moves to third. Hubbard moves to second. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Gallego now playing shortstop. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tabler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Tabler moves to second. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Hall bunts towards the mound. Kittaret fields it and throws to first for the out. Tabler moves to third. Carter moves to second. One out. Eric Plunk now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby strikes out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Gallego reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Codiroli now pitching. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Parker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doug Jones now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Javier moves to third. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 0 for 3 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on Plunk. Bell moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco strikes out. 1 out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Upshaw is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Upshaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Doug Jennings pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jennings hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lansford is 0 for 4 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baylor moves to third. Hubbard moves to second. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Javier hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Hubbard scores. Lansford moves to third. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Javier moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. McGuire hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Javier scores. Canseco goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Athletics. Jeff Dedman now pitching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 4 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGuire scores. It's 8-4, Athletics. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing shortstop. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a line drive towards short. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.